Welcome to another episode of Side Hustles and Turnbuckles with your host, Knuckles and Poppy. Now let's get that bell rung and get this thing started.
You are.
Okay, it's the madman from Sudan. Or not Sudan, but
Massachusetts. Sudan. Why are you saying Sudan?
I don't know. I can't stop myself so quick.
Sudan.
It's the madman from East Massachusetts. That makes you Abdul the Butcher.
Chainsaw Jack.
I love a chainsaw.
Dude, you're giving off too much. Well, all right, we're going to talk real quick for a few minutes about your match tonight, dude.
Tonight.
Let's talk about what we can expect to see from Mr. Lovecraft.
What you expect to see is Jeff is going to get his butt kicked.
Now, you know nothing about this guy yet, do you?
Nope. I just know he's a great, great wrestler. He's great. That's all I know. I don't know nothing about the guy personally. I know he's good in the ring, but I tell you what, he's not going to be as good as Jack Lovecraft.
Couldn't find any in-game tapes to watch, so to speak.
No.
We got faith in you, dude. You're our boy. We're going to be cheering for you tonight.
Oh, thank you.
We got the signs.
You can do a bunch of stuff in the ring. It looks good. He looks like a wonderful wrestler. I've seen him live. He's great. The only thing is,
he ain't Jack.
You can't be at Jack. Jack is going to be crazy. Jack is going to scratch your paw and bite his way to victory.
I just thought about your new saying. It's a game, but we could tell it. We could give it to Mr. Who's the guy on your front tonight? What's his name?
Jeff Grant.
We need to get a shirt that says, "You don't know Jack."
Oh, you don't know Jack. You don't know Jack, son.
Now, there's a video game based on that same thing, but you know, saying, "You think you know Jack, but you don't know Jack."
You don't know Chainsaw Jack.
You ain't Jack when you be compared to Jack Lovecraft. That comes off as rude, though.
No, it actually comes off as cocky.
Yeah, I don't want to be cocky. I'm not a cocky man.
If you got the skill to back it up, like I just told him, Poe, if you got the skill to back it up, then by God, say what you want.
Damn straight. I can back it up.
So, I mean, if you can't, Jay can. So, what do we got? We know the rest of the year for you is shaping up to be a closer, a doozy of a year for you.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be here. You're going to be at the Hideout. You're going to be at Rampage, are you not?
Oh, yeah. I'll be at, Pole, Texas next weekend. Next weekend, we got a Christmas show at Rampage. And then the week after that, I'll be at the Hideout Ball for On the Fly 2. The weekend after that, I can't say where, but I am going to be a certain place. I might be wrestling that weekend, maybe. And then the weekend after that, we'll have the last All-Pro show of the year at right here at the Hudson Theater. And it's going to blow out of here. And hopefully, I get. So I had this resolution, New Year's resolution, where I wanted at least 1 month where I'll have at least one match every weekend. If I get booked on the 22nd or 23rd, I am beat by New Year's resolution for the next year. So that is the goal. I'm going to get a booking on that weekend.
If y'all hear that out there, promoters, Jack Lovecraft's looking to get booked.
All the time. Not just this week. I'll take any booking.
No.
Anytime, anywhere. Let's go. You make me drive 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 4. I will drive 8 hours somewhere. I kid you not. I love this business. I love wrestling.
Hello, Louisiana.
Huh?
You said you drive 8 hours. I'm like, hello, New Orleans.
Yeah, but I'll go. I go all the way to Lubbock to hang with my guys at Rampage. I love those guys down there. I love
go to
these
Florida,
guys
wrestle some gators.
That was so. Actually, no, I'm not wrestling no alligator. Nah.
Hey, Roddy Piper back in the day wrestled a bear. So
that's Roddy Piper. That's not me, bro.
So, man, the rest of the year is shaping up to be really good for you. You've been on fire this whole year. I mean,
you've
every time I look up, you're somewhere. And I mean, I got your schedule earlier this year, and I was like, good God, this dude is like busy. You got like a WWE schedule for an independent wrestler.
I wish.
I mean, you're almost just everywhere. Almost every week, you're everywhere. Especially towards the end of the year, we were looking at your schedule the other day, and like, damn. So it's like, no time for just to sit around.
Man, I'm not gonna lie, you know, lately I've kind of, my job has been on my own time, so I have more free time ironically because of wrestling, and I'm not complaining. They ain't no off time. I can sleep when I'm dead, I can rest when I'm dead, bro. I'll rest in peace. That's how it's gonna go. You gotta walk hard, that's how you make it.
You just took a line from a movie, Roadhouse, Sam Elliott. He said, "I get all the sleep I want when I'm dead." I don't know if you ever seen Roadhouse. Watch
it. I've heard of it.
But okay, so what are we looking for next year for you?
Next year, you know, I don't know when. I don't know when. I don't know who or what. Next year, I'm gonna win a championship. That is my goal. I don't know where.
That's your New Year's resolution. It's vague, but it will happen.
And you know, I don't know. I will say January we will be having the annual Sterling Silver Show. That's my favorite show. Like honestly, you know, some people are like the biggest show is like WrestleMania. No, that's my WrestleMania. And I don't know. I don't know what we're doing. But if there's a tournament for the belt, I might go win
it. I was just told by Flo that there is going to be a tournament for the belt. The Sterling Silver Belt, and it's going to be in February.
Well, I'm going to try my best to get in that match, and I will honor Sterling being the first ever Sterling Silver Scholar, Sterling Silver Trophy Holder, and Sterling Silver Champion. That is still my in-game goal. That is my moment. That is the moment I've wanted since I got the scholarship. There's no moment that would top that. That's
okay,
my goal.
What you need to do, if you make this happen, you need to go, when you go home, and all this happens, you got the title, you got the scholarship, you got the award, get a picture with all three of them and say, goal achieved.
Triple crown.
Yeah.
Sterling Silver, triple crown.
There's more coming. This year's just starting out good.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually going to be in a tournament for, so Webpage Wrestling, we're going to be debuting a new championship called the Texas Heritage Championship.
Yeah.
So like a beautiful belt. January 6th, I'm in a tournament for it. In Lubbock.
You know who all you have to fight against?
Not at the moment. I don't know who I'm wrestling, but I know I am in a tournament for that belt. So I got a tournament for that. I might be in a tournament for the Sterling Silver World Championship, and it would be funny if I win two tournaments and get two belts.
Yeah, it'd be like cool to see your little selfie on Facebook holding like multiple belts, looking like one of the guys up here with all the multiple titles.
I probably put in my thought. I have in high school I was gifted a North Pony Baseball Heavyweight Championship, and after it was gifted to me, I actually defended it. And I'm not gonna lie, it was like the 24/7 title. I would lose it and then get it right back.
Okay, answer your question. When is your next high school reunion?
I don't know. I wish we could do one. But
that would be really cool to show up with like a couple of belts at your house. So how long have you been? You've been a head CEO of your company? That's great.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that is my plan. That's my plan since I graduated. I want to go back. So when I had that championship in Canada in high school, they thought it was a joke. I had one teacher. I had one coach that was a jerk. He wasn't like coached me. He used to coach my swim team. The guy was a jerk, and I don't condone this word. He would tell people how fitting.
Wow.
He would say how fitting a I'm not going to say the word he said, but he would say a special belt for a special boy. If you get what I'm saying.
What was his name?
His name. Well, you know, I don't like giving names. His name was Coach Chen. That was his name.
But okay. Well, Coach Chen, if you happen to be listening one day, we're talking to Jordan here, Jack Lovecraft, and you were wrong, sir.
And he's really going to be wrong, because one day I'm going to win all the championships in all wrestling.
Is he still working at that school?
Yeah.
You need to pull up one day with the belts and pull them out the window and honk in his room, classroom. Yeah. Honk, honk. Hey!
Yeah! Pull up in a limo.
Yeah, pull up in a limo with some chicks and some wine and come out to the sunroof.
Wine and dining. Yeah. Limousine riding.
Just have your like little like J out with the wine and like the belt.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure he'd probably say, "What the hell was that about?" And then you can go on Facebook and do a rant. Yeah, to the people that never believed in me in high school. I got two things to say to you. Slunk, slunk. And then click, and it's ended. So, I mean, yeah. So cool. We're glad to see that some good things are going to happen. You got yourself set up for maybe, I'm not going to say maybe, you got your chance, a good chance to set up to winning some gold. and
Jack. Two belt Jack.
Yeah, two belt Jack.
Yeah.
So I can see that that would be a definitely for time for a new shirt. Two belt Jack.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I always got new shorts coming in. I'm a little low right now, but I'm obviously getting new designs in.
Well, cool. Well, dude, we're glad to have you on here, but we're going to let you go so we can go and get this stuff put up. Before.
I will let y'all know, you did talk about shorts. I will announce right now,
okay,
coming soon, we will have Jack Lovecraft plushies. Little Jack Lovecraft plushies, we're going to be selling them for $10.
With those sledgehammer?
Are coming soon. No, it's going to be me holding a sledgehammer. Little Jack Lovecraft plushies, we got those coming soon.
I'll buy one. And we'll put a little thing on it that hooks onto a mirror, and we'll put it in Marcus's car, kind of be like the Mexicans would have the dice. We'll just have Jack skiing back and forth.
Jesus. But thanks for having me on the show.
Dude,
you know I love you guys. I love having you on the show.
We love you, dude. You're one of our faves, man.
So y'all
you're,
my faves,
you were the
too,
first one that we started supporting when we got here. You're the one that embraced us when we first came in. So we're going to continue to keep embracing you, and we're going to keep following you, and we're going to be keeping that voice behind you. That tells you to keep going for it. Keep going
thank
for your
you
dreams.
Good thank luck. You so much.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you. You guys have no
we
idea.
We got signed. We're going to be holding it up for you tonight, brother.
Thank you. I got to go. I'm going to get ready.
All
and
right.
Jeff Grant is going to get his ass kicked.
He's a dead man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. As always, we'll see you up here tonight if you want to come up here. I'm Knuckles.
I'm Bobby.
And we will see you tonight. Take care, guys.
You've been listening to another episode of Side Hustles and Turnbuckles. Make sure you follow our Facebook page to keep up with everything that we've got going on. Until next time, this is Big Skinny with the Podsec Studio in Fort Worth, Texas. We'll see ya at the matches.